10 years ago, there were around 80 farmers markets operating in all of Virginia. Today, it's three times that.
Now we've got between 200 and 250. I say between because the number keeps changing. New markets are coming on.
Elaine Lindholm of the Virginia Department of Agriculture says these days markets are getting creative. They're filling more than just people's vegetable bins and freezers. They're offering cooking classes and programs highlighting healthy eating. And they're meeting a cornucopia of needs in the community.
Including a social one, because we're finding that more and more farmers markets are becoming the gathering spot, the outdoor water cooler, if you will.
I wanted to tell you that last time we were here and I bought your vegetable seasoning, I roasted some broccoli and carrots and some Vidalia onions, and the seasoning was excellent.
Marianne Walker moved to this mountainous region of Giles County 37 years ago. She's known among her neighbors and friends as an amazing cook. She was thrilled when a new farmer's market opened here a few weeks ago in Parisburg.
And I've been here every day since they started, every single one, and it's been great.
Kathy Anderson's booth is called Nanny's Garden.
I do vinegar, seasonings, canned goods, baked goods, plants.
She says she loves the lifestyle farmers markets offer their vendors.
Oh, it gives people a chance to work for themselves. You know, if they can't find a job, they can always do something like this to make money, and I'm my own boss.
We've got the stuffed portobello and a ginger beer that comes to $11.48.
We change our menu every week.
Kate Dinger is a local chef.
Depends on, like, the theme of the farmer's market.
They prepare fresh meals mostly with food from the vendors here and wine from a local vintner, selected to complement each week's menu.
Say, for instance, where we have Cajun pork and cheese flatbread, Reliant Farm is where we purchased our pork from, which is also a vendor here. So, you know, we'll do something like that where it's in parentheses. And then we have Green Market for our kale and our spinach for these, you know, our turkey flatbread and our stuffed portobello.
They have a sparkling new professional-sized grill, a panini press, prep tables, and warming boxes. All this came from a two-year $99,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That funding will help launch an indoor version of the market this winter. 8 workshops will be held, focusing on health rules and regulations, food safety, branding, pricing, and more.
And so part of that is obviously getting this market going for the next 2 years, and then we hope to eventually keep going and growing it.
And part of it went to hiring Haley Warner as the market manager.
People can sit out here, listen to music, shop a little bit, drink a little bit. So it's nice.
Check one, check, check.
Every third Thursday, there'll be live music here at the center of town. And there's the hope that the market and attendance will grow, along with the idea of what today's farmers markets are. I'm Robbie Harris.
Well, lay down your green.